Solar panel installation, weatherizing homes, energy efficiency research for products and services. Those are some of the examples of what Mark Rembert and Taylor Stuckert define as part of a green economy. So does President Obama. His stimulus package includes billions of dollars for this. But here's where it gets tricky. With all this money unleashed, figuring out how to get it and then use it can feel a bit like heading into a new frontier.
It's almost like the Wild West.
That's Mark Rembert, co-founder of Energize Clinton County, the organization that he and Taylor Stuckert formed when DHL left Wilmington.
Everybody's just trying to figure this stuff out. And as we worked with the community and thought about it in relation to what was happening with the stimulus, we began to realize that Wilmington, like probably 99% of communities across the country, doesn't necessarily have the capacity or the expertise or the understanding to facilitate this type of development.
It's not quite the standoff at high noon, but Stuckert says he can feel a palpable tension in Wilmington right now.
We're starting to see more people that are getting nervous that the severances are running out. They need to find work, and then there's no work available.
So Stuckert and Rembert, with the help of city and county officials, created the Green Enterprise Zone. It's basically a blueprint for how the town can revitalize its economy. What sets it apart is the formation of a council that will be responsible for spearheading projects. It'll establish a grant program to attract and help fund green businesses. Also, Rembert says the council can be the unified voice for Wilmington that can lobby for stimulus money and put it to good use.
It's like, how are we going to spend this money as quickly as it's coming out? And that's where there has to be a real collaboration between the local level, the state level, and the federal level.
They know that there's no silver bullet in solving Wilmington's problems. But Stuckert says they think this could put them on the path for economic sustainability.
If we're fortunate and we're able to get things rolling and we're able to brace the storm that will hit, in 5 years we'll be one of the strongest communities in the country. I think that would be awesome.
Ohio is set to receive $96 million in stimulus money for the state's energy program. If the Green Enterprise Zone works, Rembert and Stuckert think Wilmington could be well poised to receive some of that funding. They also hope this plan will serve another purpose, being the framework that other communities can use to do the same thing. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.